In El Paso, Texas, say multiple people have been shot and injured in an attack on a shopping mall. Sergeant Robert Gomez, a spokesman for the El Paso Police Department, said several people were injured, but he could not confirm earlier reports of multiple fatalities.
I don't know the status of them. I know medical personnel is attending to them. I don't know if they're at the location or if they've been transported. I know there's mixed information on that. As soon as I have an accurate count, I will give it to you.
Former Congressman and Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke is from El Paso. He asked the public for support and patience.
So I just ask for everyone's strength for El Paso right now. Everyone's resolve to make sure that this does not continue to happen in this country. We'll be sharing more as I learn more going forward.
El Paso, which has about 680,000 residents, is in West Texas and sits across the border from Juarez, Mexico. Spokesman Gomez said at least one person has been taken into custody in connection with the incident. Tens of thousands of people once again filled the streets of Hong Kong to protest the government's mishandling of its ongoing political crisis that has turned much of the city against leader Carrie Lam. Police fired tear gas at protesters in Wong Tai Sin after some of them vandalized a police station on Saturday. Police continuously fired several rounds of tear gas to push back a group of protesters who had thrown bricks at a police station and spray-painted inflammatory language on its outer walls. The protests have been mostly peaceful, although they increasingly have featured skirmishes with police and protesters. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says he wants to see American ground-based intermediate-range conventional missiles